step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The Bird Show.
And I screwed up. I didn't have the story exactly right. First of all, the woman's not going to be on the phone with us. So that was my mistake. I think she was going to, and she got nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But she did write Tracy a detailed email, and she is a big fat liar. As a matter of fact, I believe the subject line of her email is liar.
Yes, in exclamation point, all caps. But what are we going to call? Do we have a name that we want to call her?
You can just make it up.
Betsy. All right, we'll call her Bird Show listener Betsy. Liar Betsy. All right, she says, hi, Tracy. Does Bird Show give advice to their online listeners? I used to live in Atlanta, was a big Bird Show listener until I moved to New Jersey for my husband's job. I wake up early just to listen to you guys online. Thank you. I was hoping you'd be willing to help me out, even though I don't live in Atlanta anymore. My problem is that I am about to be caught in a lie that could ruin my entire social life. Since moving here, I've been pretty lonely without any friends. My husband suggested that I join the women's group at our new church. I thought it was a great idea, and that is exactly what I did. The group is filled with so many women with successful careers. We've got doctors, lawyers, a surgeon, small business owners, and a bank president. There are a few women who don't work, but they all stay at home. They are all stay-at-home moms who left their big careers to raise kids. Now, as for me, not only do I not have a successful career, I have a pretty lame job. Right now, I am working at a tanning salon for extra cash. I'm working side by side with 18-year-old girls. I've never had a, quote, career. I don't even have a college degree. Obviously, I was a bit embarrassed when around all these women, so I told them I owned my own marketing PR firm. I know nothing about marketing or PR.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yes. And she said, it really didn't matter until recently. Two of the women on the group have been doing some volunteer work for a nonprofit organization. Apparently, this group needs some marketing and PR.
Oh, no.
They asked if I'd be willing to offer my expertise for a good cause, and I agreed. I have my first ever business meeting set up for Friday afternoon where I am to offer my advice to these women on what I think they need to do to market their organization. What was I thinking? How do I get out of this? I can't back out and cancel on a nonprofit, yet I know nothing about this stuff. They probably know more than I do. Please help.
Oh, no.
Betsy.
Immediately, I say flu. flu. You got the flu today.
But then it doesn't go away.
I know, but she can at least stall
and postpone.
Try to figure something out.
And what, take a marketing class?
It's supposed to be this afternoon.
Or find that somebody who knows marketing. Get a friend, a college student, somebody.
Can't you just BS your way through marketing?
No.
No.
You can't?
We need to find her.
Stop trying to.
We need to find her
mad.
A real marketing person to come in as her quote-unquote business partner.
But they need matching t-shirts, too.
Yeah, they need to be dressed alike.
Yeah, but remember, she's in New Jersey now, and one of the things is she doesn't have friends up there, so she doesn't have anybody that can come in as her partner or her associate.
But what about someone in Atlanta who could be a marketing partner?
Over the phone?
Like on a conference call or whatever?
Yeah, and then she could say, you know what? I think that's a great idea, but that's really my partner.
My associate, this is her specialty, is nonprofit, so I'm going to let her...
And have her on speakerphone or something. Or like maybe just take very detailed notes during the meeting and say, I'm going to run these by and then hire a marketing PR person.
Now, let me play devil's advocate for a second because listeners suggested that we help out. Who was it that they wanted us to help in a lie yesterday with the woman who had said that she had been left and cheated on and that's why she started this relationship. Her boyfriend or soon-to-be fiancé thinks that they're... You know, their relationship is based on that. Well, listeners said that we should help her with her lie, and we said, oh, no, we would never do that. And
but this is for a nonprofit.
Okay,
somehow I'm more sympathetic to her.
To which one? Our girl today?
Yeah, our email today, because she just wanted to fit in. She just wanted to be cool.
I just wanted to make a friend.
I just wanted to talk about something that I don't know how to talk
about. But I think, I think that for the most part...
Mm-hmm.
There are some professional topics or whatever that can be easily BS'd through. Marketing and PR is one of them.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Sure.
You're just saying that?
No.
I think you're just saying that to be combative.
We live in a city of 9,000 marketing and PR people, and most of them went to school for,
Marketing and PR.
Marketing.
Spanish.
Communications.
Like they.
Oh, Jeff.
All you got to know is how to sell something.
I get offended when people, you know, belittle our job.
Okay, Jeff.
It's not belittling. I'm just saying, like, give me something to sell.
Yes, you are belittling.
Well, then how do you market a nonprofit? Since anybody can do it.
Well, first of all, you don't have a budget. Right, so that's the first thing. How are we going to do? See, listen. Here's how it starts. How are we going to do this?
You want to be her. Why don't you go with Betsy and you be her marketing?
Here's what I know going into it. It's a nonprofit, which means they don't have money because they're a nonprofit.
Okay.
So you go in and you go, listen. What we need to do is find some grassroots guerrilla marketing type stuff. Booyah! Keywords make you sound smart. Grassroots guerrilla.
But you have to create that grassroots marketing campaign for them.
Postcards. Mm-hmm. You do a postcard that explains what the nonprofit is, and you pass it out in areas where your target demographic congregate. Mm-hmm. Then you spin it back on them. Where do you think your target demographic is? Booyah!
Where do we
demographic,
get the money?
Keyword, target, keyword, boom.
Why don't you do it?
Yeah, why don't you do it and
see
how successful?
I think it would actually be really funny to listen to you BS your way through a meeting like that.
BS my way through my whole life. I could do it, no problem.
Save that.
Hey, listen, I'm about to BS my way through knowing what this woman's name is. Nydia.
That's exactly it.
Booyah! Keyword. How are you?
I'm good. I have a degree in business, and mm-hmm. if she can't find someone to help her through this process, she should go online and figure something out, because they have shortcuts online about promoting nonprofit organizations. They do things a little differently for tax purposes,
mm-hmm.
and she can find a lot of information quickly online.
Well, she'll have to do that, because the whole point of her being a part of this women's group is to get friends. So she doesn't have, you know, she doesn't have any friends in New Jersey, so she's trying to impress these women.
What if she's going to leave her church.
What if she jacks up the whole thing? Like, what if it's a nonprofit, you know, trying to find a cure for A, B, and C, and she screws up the whole thing, and the nonprofit has to close.
Oh, well, I think she'll have to leave the church before that happens.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just curious, like, how old is this lady? I mean,
she's old enough to know better.
Why is she so insecure that she feels like she really has to make up this whole, like, elaborate lie that she owns a marketing firm to fit in at a women's group at a church?
Yeah, but still, I'm sure it was just like, you know, casual conversation. Like, she's thinking she's going to be part of the Flower Guild and, you know, put up some bouquets every weekend and make some new
friends.
What's
it called, the Junior League?
The Flower Guild at church, you know? And then they're all going around like, well, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And she just spits it out.
See, she took my kind of lying a little further, because my kind of lying would be if somebody said, hey, Melissa, are you in marketing? I'd be like, yeah.
Sure.
You know, sure.
Sure. Does it get you away from me and wrap up this conversation? I am, indeed.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So she said she was a marketing PR, but I could see easily when somebody said, hey, can I get your help with your marketing? Sure. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. I'd be happy to do that. You know, so I can see where she could easily do it, because I do it every day.
And I don't think, I'm with
you,
Jen.
You tell me you do something, and I'm like, yeah, I know about that movie. I know about that song. Sure.
Listen, Ben's trying to challenge my marketing expertise. What do you got, Ben?
Hey, Jeff, if you're going to market for a nonprofit, they actually do have giant advertising budgets. They're just not generating money except for the charity. So make sure if you're the specializing person in a nonprofit for marketing, you don't say, well, I know you guys have no money to work with. They probably have a pretty good size advertising budget.
No. You don't say that. Ben, hi.
All right, expert Jeff at marketing.
I've been in marketing now for 4 minutes.
I'm actually glad he called you out on that.
Yeah. No.
I think Ben's very smart.
What you say is, look, this is, you're a nonprofit. You don't want to spend a lot of money. You want to stretch your dollar because you don't have a lot.
Oh, that's another key phrase.
Yeah.
Stretch your dollar.
Mm-hmm. And that's normally, a nonprofit's advertising campaign is to generate revenue, so they have some sort of budget they're going to use to try to generate donations.
Yeah, now, and stretching your dollar is not just a nonprofit.
Stretching your dollar is the name of my marketing firm. Hey, Jeff.
Get it? Stretching your dollar.
Stretch your dollar PR.
That should be the name of your company.
It is. It is now. Hey, Lauren, what's going on?
Hi. I was just calling because I'm a small business owner, and I actually have a full-time job, too, working for two women in Alpharetta in mm-hmm. marketing.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't know. When I heard this, I mean, I thought it was funny because everything you guys say is funny, but
let me ask you a question. You work in marketing now. I'm assuming your degree is like an associate's degree in restaurant management.
Actually, no. I have an art education degree.
See?
Oh, honey.
All right.
Oh, you I love
art education, but I just, yeah. When did you
make the leap from watercolors to marketing?
Well, because I was selling actually people collect my work over the last 11 years, so I was learning how to market myself the whole time. I helped open a school. Because of that, I helped raise money for them, and then I helped do the design of all of the brochures that went out for the school. I just was done with schools. I couldn't handle the politics in the school, so I left, and I wanted to divulge into marketing because I had done so well at the school.
So,
and these ladies took a chance on me, and they've really been happy with what I've done. So
you can help our listener?
We're going to have to put our resumes together because I don't think you even...
What'd you get your degree
but
in,
she
Jeff?
Can help.
GED.
Well, I mean, if you think a restaurant manager can do it, then why can't an art education person do it?
You can totally do it. I'm sure you're excellent at it. Don't buy into what Jeff is saying. I think you could totally help her, especially if you're willing to do like a conference call with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would do either a conference call. I mean, it depends on what time I'm actually going into the office right now. But, I mean, she could even call me later, say that she's got an associate in Atlanta.
And now, sometime this afternoon.
Are you okay with lying? I mean, I know you're in marketing, so for the most part you are. But
come on.
I'm lying. I feel like I'm helping a nonprofit. That's the part that I don't like.
The nonprofit part.
But you're gonna have to lie. What do we decide to call her? Betsy?
Betsy.
For our virtual listener, you're gonna have to essentially lie in order to help her, because she's gonna say, "This is my partner in my marketing firm." You know, Betsy Boop PR or whatever.
Watercolor marketing.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all for a good cause, though.
Oh my god. You could be her consultant, and that's not lying.
I could be somebody who worked alongside with her a long time ago or
perfect.
Something, and I'm in Atlanta, and I specialize in nonprofit.
All right, hold on. We're going to get your information, okay?
Is it the nonprofit angle? Is that why we are okay?
You know what?
Yeah, it's for charity. It's a good cause.
And it's also because it's Friday. Anything goes.
Our next caller, his name is Stan. He works in marketing, and for some reason, he has a lot more credibility than anyone else we've talked to about marketing, because... Stan is a marketer.
Is awesome Stan name. The man?
Stan, what's
Hello,
going on?
Hello, Bird Show.
Hey, Stan.
Hello. Hey, Stan.
I've been in marketing PR for about 25 years, the last six for nonprofits. And these aren't charitable nonprofits. These are, trade associations, professional societies.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the other caller's right. There's budgets for marketing. It's not that they can't do marketing. It's just that you can't show a profit.
Right.
Two pieces of advice.
Mm-hmm.
I would start the meeting with more of a discovery meeting where you ask a lot of questions and just listen and find out what their problems are, what their communication needs are, find out more about their audience. Just be that listener to mm-hmm. understand more about the association. You can sit and listen and take notes and, nod your head a lot.
Yeah, and you don't even have to take, because you can remember most of the stuff, so you could be playing MASH, you could be doing all sorts of crazy stuff on your notepad.
Online poker, crossword puzzles.
Just ask them their goal, goals and objectives. We've all heard those terms for marketing and for business. Let's talk about your goals. What are your objectives with the organization? Let's talk about your business plan. What kind of things do you want to do?
Stan, would you be willing to talk directly to her one-on-one? Maybe even during this meeting?
I got to work today, so probably not during the meeting. I'll be working at the same time she is.
You're in marketing.
Yeah.
So just go.
Don't be disrespectful.
Just go on a client visit.
I do like Stan's buzzword of a discovery meeting.
Sure.
That's good.
Right. You've got a significant amount of credibility because of the keyword and the name Stan. Do you have a mustache?
No.
Okay. Well, you're still good. Hold on. We're going to get your information.
Now, I mean, I feel better because all the marketing people are calling up to support.
Not everybody's supporting.
Betsy's eventually going to have to come clean. I mean, she can't.
No, she can move.
She's lying to people. She's lying to people in the church.
New church.
I think she just needs to go through this and then convince her husband that they need to change religions.
What kind of church does she go to?
She doesn't say. Everything in the email.
Scientology. She can always find another one.
She could just switch and become. She could go from Presbyterian to Methodist, and nobody will know.
Episcopalian,
sure. Yeah.
Hey,
she could switch it up.
She could just sit at home and watch that TV church that my grandma used to watch. Hey, Kathy.
We have it online now.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine.
All right, turn your radio down so we can hear you loud and clear and then kill our buzz.
Okay, I gotcha.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I think you guys are going off in the wrong direction. I mean, I think we need to go more with the lie. I mean, she's just going to get in deeper and deeper, and then they're going to ask her to do other things.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I've been in church groups before, and you're just going the wrong way.
What?
I mean, she could just say to these women, look, you know, I really wanted to fit in. I really screwed up. You know, I don't really have a degree in marketing.
No.
You know, I just really think you're really taking her down a really dangerous path.
So are you proposing honesty?
Yeah.
Okay, Kathy, thanks for calling. Yeah, we'll have none of that on this show.
As evidenced by the past week.
Yeah.
Well, why doesn't she just say her company went under? She just needs to say her company went under, and she doesn't work there anymore.
No, she's trying to create new friends in this new town, and I do think she's starting off on the wrong foot.
But that doesn't, if she says her company went under, she still has the experience. I think what she needs is amnesia. Like, I think she needs
an evil twin like the soap opera.
You guys remember Katherine Heigl in the last episode of Grey's Anatomy where she just asked the same questions every 3 minutes?
Nope.
No, I stopped watching that show years ago.
Next church group, she just needs to start doing that.
And they'll just think that she has early onset Alzheimer's.
Right.
And they'll start their own nonprofit for her.
Perfect.
The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.